This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. I want your nightmare high school coach stories.
I want to hear this.
I need them.
Friday. I want to hear them.
I need them. 916-909-1320. Worst coach you ever had. That's what I need to know.
I'm trying to think if there's
one of them killed my love of baseball. So
I'm trying to think if I had. I never had a really bad coach. I never had a really bad coach. I got along with most of my coaches. Even like to this day, like coaches that at one point I have friction with, they were right. I was wrong. Like the Chappelle brothers at McClatchy. Kevin Chappelle, the older brother, love Kevin to this day. Mm-hmm. Zach Chappelle's dad, he's a coach over at Sac State, used to play basketball at Sac State.
Fingers up.
But Kevin was my guy. Is my guy to this day. Love the whole Chappelle family. Mike, I love Mike Chappelle. That was the younger brother. Mm-hmm. I love Mike Chappelle today. The first half of, he was the JV basketball coach. Mm-hmm. The first half of the JV season, mm-hmm. I did not like Mike Chappelle. Like the way he was going about it, the way he was doing things, I was not a fan. And he was right the whole time. Like he was right. The things he was trying to teach us, the way he was doing it, the things that he demanded, he was right. I was wrong. That would be the closest that I would have to a coach that I didn't like or don't like. And I love Mike Chappelle now. And I loved him as the season went along. Mm-hmm. Like that's my guy. But for about a month, mm-hmm. I was not feeling Mike Chappelle.
That's very mature of
you. And he was 100%. I realized he was right later that season. I was like, oh, no, I'm tripping. I'm tripping.
The problem I have with this coach that I'm talking about is two of my buddies were captains on the team. So they called and they told him, hey, man, or they asked him, I should say, hey, man, why is Kyle not playing over player X? And coach said, well, Kyle's a better ball player, but player X is a better athlete.
What?
Which was true. Like, that's facts. And I did not deny that at the time. But
that's
tough.
Sense.
Right. So it's tough for me, even as an adult, to be like, I get it.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense.
I still don't get it. You miss a practice, you don't play. That was a hard and fast rule.
Yeah.
We had mandatory bullpens. I was the only person who showed up. That didn't count. That doesn't count. That's not a practice. All right, man.
All right.
You got it. You got it, bro.
Come on. I'm still confused by that. How is Kyle the better player? I mean, I get that aspect of it, but how does that equate to he should play over Kyle?
I don't. That's what I got nothing. And then I played on senior day. Mike McGillivray, He was a quarterback for De La Salle, also their starting pitcher. Uh-huh. I'm batting eighth because coach hated me. I'm like, I'm getting a fat. Dude threw probably like high 80s. Yeah. He threw gas. Again, he's a quarterback at De La. I'm like, I'm getting a fastball down the middle. Turned it around, base hit, left side.
Hey.
I'm like, come on, bro.
Hey.
See me. Anyways, let's get to Troy.
I'm like, this is all bringing back so many memories for me. Yeah, to like after we get to Troy, I got another one.
If you want
to
relive your high school days, we're doing it on the Retro Kids Talk
Line. Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
1320. Troy, anything to not talk about the Kings right now. Troy, he's got a high school coach story. What do you got, Troy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Luke at Burbank High School, stand up.
Hey, what up, dude?
If you played for Burbank in the early 90s, 2000s, Jedediah Gabriel. He was a 65-year-old ex-Marine. Man, he was the worst football coach in the world. He didn't know nothing about football, but everything about the Marines. He would work you, run you quickly. Gentlemen, this way. Gentlemen, hurry up. Be a man, not a boy. Man, we didn't run out one play, but we ran.
Shout out to the bank, man.
What did you say his name was?
Jedediah Gabriel. Let's go, Burbank.
Shout out to the bank, man. South Sac, stand up. Beautiful facility that they have over there. And I think, I haven't seen it yet, but they got a new baseball facility over at Burbank.
Oh, my.
That I heard is really, really nice. I love to see that in that South Sac neighborhood.
Jedediah Gabriel. That's a name.
My mom went to Burbank.
That's a guy born to be a coach.
Be a man, not a boy.
My sophomore year, my high school soccer career with coaches was a mess. Now that I think about it, my sophomore coach, like, he didn't even really play soccer or anything like that. He would try to sell us his Jeep.
Like,
he after practice, he'd pull up with the Jeep. Hey, you guys want to buy our Jeep? You guys want to buy my Jeep? No, we're 16 years old. We can't buy your Jeep right now.
What?
He had like this little Jeep Cherokee or whatever, like little van type or whatever. That little style. Like, yeah, you guys want to buy the Jeep? No, we're good. We didn't do a lot of winning in high school.
It is kind of crazy as you get older and you think back on some of the adults that were in your life and you're like, oh, they didn't have it together at all.
No, yes. Once you become an adult to realize, oh, yeah, no.
Like, oh, no. Like, it wasn't. Oh God!
Yeah,
I'm not gonna use specifics because I don't want to. But
no.
I need to do this because I got 5 minutes left in this show.
Yeah, let's cook.
I got 5 minutes left. Is this the year? If you want to tell your high school coach,
yeah, we can keep it going. When D-Lo comes back to
916-909-1320 is the Oak Grove Kia Talk Line. I know Coach Molly wants to tap in the Oak Grove Kia Talk Line. 916-909-1320. Is this a year in the NFL that we see the streak of quarterbacks winning MVP broken?
No.
I think we kind of moved past that once Jonathan Taylor wasn't going to break the record, touchdown record.
Yeah, I'm
Jackson Smith and Jigba gets to 2,000 receiving yards on the Seahawks.
Man, he's been fantastic.
One seed Seahawks.
Look, Tyreek Hill was on the way to that a few years ago, and the best he ever got was Offensive Player of the Year consideration.
Yeah, but he didn't get to 2,000.
But I mean, like, he was on his way. Even when he was on his way, it wasn't like, oh, he could win the MVP. Like, there was never that conversation, I don't think.
Oh, there was for me.
Well, you're different, Kyle Madsen.
I know. I'm built different.
And look, you're built different. Look, call me a homer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if the Niners fool around and get the one seed, win the NFC West.
Stop.
And Christian McCaffrey goes 1,000-1,000.
You're a homer.
For only the fourth time in NFL history?
Yeah, the fourth second time he's done it twice, yeah.
Did those other players win MVP when they did it?
I don't think. Probably not. They're running
Marshall
back.
Falk might have.
Yeah, that's Christian the one where I couldn't tell.
Christian didn't for sure.
No.
I feel like there's got to be a precedent with that.
Marshall Falk.
And I don't. I will.
2000 AP MVP, and that was not his 1,000.
Yeah, I would think that's probably like the
he finished
2002?
Second in MVP voting in 99.
99 is when he did it?
Mm-hmm.
If we took the quarterbacks out of it too, like 1,000 is incredible and all that stuff, but I wouldn't consider it like the best season out of that group of three.
Yeah, is Christian McCaffrey, that's the thing with Christian McCaffrey going 1,000 in the context of MVP.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even the best dual threat running back in the league. We watched him last night. That's Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey he's going to get to 1,000 based on volume. Which is an accomplishment. Like, I'm not trying to.
Yeah.
But if you're an MVP voter and you're going to vote for a non quarterback, Christian McCaffrey getting to 1,051 rushing yards and 1,060 receiving yards is not like, oh, I was like, nah, he led the league in carries and he got a ton of receptions and that's really good, but is that an MVP?
Nah. I'm gonna say no, but I would also say, like, and neither one of you guys are saying this, so I'm mm-hmm. not taking that. Like, if it's so easy, why ain't nobody else done it so much?
Like, well, yeah, because he's individually skilled. Like, Christian McCaffrey is awesome. Mm. Not a lot of players can do what he does, but that doesn't make him the most valuable player of the sport.
It's a matter of circumstance, a lot of injuries that I guess have led to him getting the ball that many times. I think everyone was healthy. I'm not sure he's getting force fed.
Not in the sport, but the mm-hmm. MVP and the most valuable player in the sport. Like, this year, whoever wins, if we did a power ranking, it might not even be in the top 15 of best players in the league.
Hmm.
If Stafford or Drake May won the MVP, mm-hmm. they might not be in the top 15.
One of them will. Yeah.
Well, I don't think anyone...
But
would you consider Drake May a top 10 player in this position right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, yeah. Drake May?
Like, we're talking about, like...
Like, if you're crowning him now, right? Yeah, like...
You would take... You couldn't find 10 quarterbacks you would take ahead of Drake May if you were starting a team.
This is always weird because there's like youth involved and because like I'm taking Drake May over Matthew Stafford if I'm starting a team.
Mm-hmm.
But if I need to win a Super Bowl this year?
Like, for instance, and you guys know how critical I am of him. Mm-hmm. Dak Prescott is better than Drake May.
Yeah, I'm kind
of
just piggybacking.
Sure?
Yeah, right now, yeah. Okay. But yeah, just kind of piggyback off Kenny's point. Yeah, like Drake May's part, you could argue he's not even a top 10 player in his position, might win MVP.
And that's where we don't have enough time to get into this, but MVP needs to be called Player of the Year. Mm. Because value is always such a thing. But I think in the NFL, and more so than in the NBA, MVP comes down to like the final 4 weeks. Mm. Right now, through the first 14 weeks, you're just trying to get in position. Mm-hmm. And to that point on Christian McCaffrey, I don't think he's going to win it, just to be very clear.
I don't either.
But the path, as we talk about this, is not 1,000-1,000. Mm-hmm. The path is, the Patriots lose a game down the stretch, and Josh Allen and the Bills lose a game down the stretch, and the Niners go 4-0. Christian McCaffrey had 4 touchdowns in a clinching game against the Seahawks, and the game before that against the Bears, he had 250 all-purpose yards or 200 scrimmage yards and 3 touchdowns, and he's just the story of the final 4 weeks of the year as the 49ers make this improbable run to the one seed. That would be more the story
mm-hmm.
than 1,000-1,000.
For sure.
Real quick, right before break, yeah. If Colts make playoffs and Jonathan Taylor is like 120 yards a game the rest of the way, does he win MVP?
If they go 4-0, and he's 120 rushing yards a game and 3 touchdowns a game like he's been.
There might be one in the same, but they have to win a division.
Okay.
They have to win a division. Yeah. They can't wild card.
I was thinking wild card.
Not for a wild card.
It feels like
sure that they went out, so that's why.
Now, all that said, it feels like a 3-player race between Stafford, May, and Josh Allen. No, we can throw Jordan Love in there.
Jordan Love,
I think he's top 5 in odds right now.
And whoever's playing the best down the stretch gets it.
Agreed.
Or the one seed is. They're going to get it.
Agreed.
Justice for Myles Garrett if he gets to 30 sacks and doesn't win MVP. All right. I got to go. Damian Barling, I believe, will be in next on D'Lo and KC. Appreciate you guys for letting me hang out. We're back in a second.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Okay.
Welcome back, by the way. Welcome back.
We went, Damian Barling back in the building. You know what I mean? Shout out to our guy Dame handling stuff.
Your boy been in the building. I promise you that. Just one door down. Just one door down.
But we were, you know, we've been talking about a number of different things. I'll talk to you about it. This is the Kings and last night.
Pass. What's next?
No, that's why how we got to this.
We were supposed to have Eddie. Eddie isn't going to be able to join us today. So just a heads up, if you're used to the Friday visits with Eddie, he's not going to be able to make it. So,
but we got to talking about Kyle's high school coach who. He said he cannot stand, like, today. Like, he said his name was like, if you're listening, I don't like you.
Damn.
Yeah. And then that went down. Jesse had memories. I had memories. I didn't have a coach that I didn't like or anything, but we were just asking the people, like, 916, you know what I mean, 909-1320. They hit us up. Let us know if you got a coach that you did not like. A high school coach, college coach, whatever that you had a bad experience with, and the phone lines have gone crazy.
Yeah, my freshman year soccer coach, I didn't start along with a couple others because he didn't want to put us in at first because he wanted to play a short lineup after. So he subbed in like a bunch of 5-6 kids after. I'm telling you, my high school experience was a mess.
Did you have any good seasons? Like,
no, it was all horrible, bro. Oh, it was all bad. I played well. It was all bad, though.
Damn.
My senior year coach was the art teacher. He tried his best, but nobody listened to him.
And you said, I think Coach Molly's calling.
Yeah,
you said that's Big E.
Yeah, we got Big E and Coach Molly got coaching stories.
All right, 916-909.
Welcome to the show.
This is the most lit the phones have been in a while. Hey, King, step it up.
I'm just happy to be here, man. 916-909-1320. Let's start with Big E. Big E, what's good?
Been way too long. How y'all doing?
Good, boy.
Good, man.
You know, no Kings talk, so this takes me back. Freshman year, we're doing a scrimmage against the JV team. Mm-hmm. And I'm
what sport we talking? What
so
sport?
I'm just sitting watching. Oh, basketball, my bad. Okay. I forgot the most important part.
No, you're good.
So, yeah, I'm sitting on the sidelines next to the other kid that was on the bench with me, and he thinks it's going to be funny to drink who he at this point in time believes is someone else's Gatorade bottle. Turns out the scrimmage comes to an end. The JV coach says, what TF, who drank my Gatorade bottle, kicks the basketball so hard, it would have been a home run if we're playing dodgeball, and just silent. And I'm on the freshman team, and it's at this point in time, I'm going to retire after this season. If he gets this mad over a Gatorade bottle, I'd hate to see how he acts if I mess up a play. Thank you, guys.
No, bro. All right. Hey, that coach was wilding. Bro.
Gatorade bottle has steroids in it.
Bro, why are you behaving that way if somebody drank your Gatorade on accident?
That's hilarious. Let's see what our coach is talking about. Coach Molly, what you got?
Yo, first time caller, forever time listener.
Shout out, Coach Molly.
Never been on the radio before, so we'll see. I got two, and I'll try to make it as quick as possible. But it's same coaching staff, right? So I'm, you know, junior college hooping. And, I mean, that was Air Molly, so I was pretty good.
Hey.
But between freshman and sophomore year, you know, she told me, don't play volleyball, just be basketball. If you do whoop-de-woo-wah, like, you're going to be this, that, and whatever. And so I did this one move. I had to make 10 threes in a row doing this spin move thing. Mm. And I did it. I worked all summer doing it. But, you know, volleyball called me, so I played volleyball, became all-conference for volleyball, mm-hmm. did my thing, and I sat the bench. Mm-hmm. I did not get in. I didn't even start. I started as a freshman, sat the bench as a sophomore. I remember this one game we were playing against Sierra College. Oops, sorry, put names out there. Anyways, I got in at the half. I got in after halftime, and I scored 21 points in the half. So.
Oh, no. But, well, let them know what time it is.
Don't play with Air Molly.
What time it is.
Don't play with Air Molly. What Jordans were you wearing?
We had to wear team shoes, damn it.
Oh my gosh. Were they at least Nike?
But, you know, I was rocking the 11s my senior year in college.
Of course. So. Yeah, because you were rich. You were rich, and poor people like me couldn't afford the 11s when we were in high school. Man. Shout out, Coach Molly.
Shout out, Coach Molly.
Well,
you got any stories?
Sorry, yes. I never had, let me think. Did I have a bad, you know, funny enough, Tyler Jennings, his dad was my baseball coach.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Tyler and Ryan. They know I stunk. I got one.
Oh.
Yeah, my freshman basketball coach was an ass. Yeah. Nah, he was an ass. I remember.
Some of us are name dropping too, so you can do that if you'd like.
Nah, I think his name was August. Little bitch. I remember this. Oh yeah. No, I remember this. I remember he calls me. He was like, "Yo, D, you up?" I was like, "All right." I had played the two and the three for three games.
Okay.
And he calls me to go back in. And I'm at the scorer's table. I was like, "Coach, who you want me to tag?" And nothing. And I'm like, hey, you know, the buzzer goes off, and I'm walking on the court. I was like, "Coach, who am I grabbing?" And he looks at me, and he goes, "Man, sit down." And I'm like, yo, like, this is my freshman high school year. I'm like, hey, like, all right. Like, what? And I'm looking at my teammates like, what'd I miss? And they're like, "I don't know, man, but you need to sit down." All right, bro. And so, you know, game is whatever. And I remember after the game, you know, dapping up, like, coach talking about, "Hey, man, when you're on the bench, you need to pay attention."
What? Lit you up.
And I'm like,
what?
No, that's that passive aggressive stuff. That's what he told the group. Because the group saw him act like an ass. The whole team saw him act like an ass. Who's like, "Yo, when you're on the bench, you need to be paying attention to the game. Be locked in." So that all wrapped up. And I'm like, "Hey, coach, who was I supposed to go in for? Just so I'm prepared for tomorrow." It was a weekend tournament. Mm. And he walked away. All right, man. All right, I still don't know. I still don't know who this day I was supposed to sub in for. Could have been Tyler Jennings for all I know. And then I sat around to watch the next game. So I'm sitting in the stands. I'm sitting with Io.
Uh-huh.
I'm just sitting in the stands. And I don't know what happened, but he calls my name, "Damien." Yep. And he points. He points to the scorer's table. And I'm looking at the scorer's table like, "Yeah, coach, go keep score."
You walked out the gym, right?
Yo.
You walked out the gym, right?
I was furious. All right. And then, of course, Io's like, "Oh, man, he made you his little bitch." All right, bro.
Yo, what's wrong with this dude?
I think he turned you into the team manager.
Nah, it was trash. It was trash.
So wait a minute.
I can't even say I had like a big redemption story the next game. I don't even remember what happened.
So let me get this right. He told you to go sub in, mm-hmm. didn't tell you who to go sub in for,
right.
and then got mad.
Yes. Then, as I sat to watch the next game, he made me go run the scoreboard.
Come on, man. Oh, my gosh, bro. This
August, if you listening, you could go to hell. I ain't never gotten over that. Kiss my
ass. No, real life, that guy hated you.
All right, bro. I hope you're coaching elementary basketball right now.
Oh, jackass. Damn.
Let's see what Scooter talking about. Elk Grove Kid talk. Y'all weren't playing. Is this what you've been doing for the last 2.5 hours?
Last 25 minutes.
I wonder if Devin Carter got a story. 916.
Kind of how we got it started on this.
Well,
I got drafted by a GM and didn't even know I couldn't play for 8 months.
We go, hey, what? Okay, hold on. I want to hear from Scooter first. First of all, Scooter's killing it. He's dropping pounds like daily.
There we go.
He's getting himself in shape. And Scooter became a partner in Hope over with what we're doing on 102.5. He pledged $19 a month to help the kids at St. Jude. I'm asking you, just as I am right now, actually, if you flip over, you could probably hear me talking on 102.5 right now. Text the word FIGHT to 55855. Scooter did that. He became a partner. We're really appreciative. Scooter, what's on your mind?
I figured since I wasn't eating fast food anymore, I might as well put that money to good use.
Hey, there you go.
There we go.
There you go.
So I got a funny high school story with a plot twist at the end. So Jason Anderson and I actually went to high school together.
Okay.
And he and I competed for the catching position in JV. I believe it was our freshman year. It's towards the end of the year. We're struggling. And it's like top of the last inning or whatever. And this there's a guy from Colfax, and this dude was a monster. There was no way he was a freshman or even sophomore in high school. Like, he was full-on adult male, huge. He was on second base. They get a line drive to left field, and he's coming home. And I'm standing in the way, and he bowls me over, and I drop the ball. Mm. So he scores. Coach was so pissed at me for dropping the ball. Next practice, I literally sat and did a squat up against the backstop the entire practice. And by squats, I'm not talking about squatting up and down. I'm talking about sitting in a sitting position the entire practice.
Yeah.
Hated my coach for that.
Hell yeah.
Wall sits.
I hate your coach for that.
Wall sits because the guy got ran over by a Mack truck.
Or Scooter's got a concussion. He's like, yeah, go sit over there.
Hey.
Scooter said, F this. I'm going to build fences.
What's the longest you guys have ever sat in a wall sit?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I can't even venture a guess. I don't,
yeah,
call,
I don't know. Not call long enough
Al Biaconi. I'm sure he could tell you.
When I was coaching at this this camp, that used to be like the Friday thing, like 30, 40 kids from 7 to 12, they'd have a wall sit competition, and the winner won a shirt or something. They're, whatever. It was like really just
what's the longest one you did?
I didn't participate.
Oh.
I was the coach.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Okay, my bad. I misunderstood.
This
okay.
one little girl, she was like 8 years old. I'll never forget this little black girl. She's like 8 years old. And she, I don't know if she won. I think we just stopped it. Because the poor little girl, she couldn't. She was in the wall sit. She was gutting it out. Legs were shaking. She's like, huh. I don't know how much longer I can go. I said, just stand, please, stand up. It was like 21 minutes.
And what? What?
I said, just stand up.
Everyone else's kid that got picked up.
21 minutes.
It was her and another girl.
You little child, what point were you trying to prove?
That wasn't a point. It was a contest. Who wanted to win?
Wait, well, she probably thought you had a wall sit until coach said stop.
There was somebody else who was going 21 minutes?
And they were like, you know, legs shaking too, but they weren't as bad as this poor little girl. She got carried to the bench.
A 20. All right, man. All right.
I'll never forget that. And like I said, it wasn't making. People were falling out after 30 seconds. I was like, oh, you're out. Go sit down.
I need to know how they were doing this wall sit. Hang on.
It was the wall sit.
Hold on. So they was like, I got it. Yep. So they was like against the wall.
Yep. Sit like and this. Hands out.
Hands out?
Yeah.
For 21 minutes? Man. Stop. Stop. That's stop.
That poor little
girl's arms
that.
Out there for 21 minutes. Child, put your arms down.
She could have got up at any time.
Securing the car, talking about do a wall sit till the next commercial break. That's 11 minutes. I'm not sitting against the wall for 11 minutes. I bet I could sit against the wall for 11 minutes, but I'm not sitting out with my arms out like a jackass.
Oh, yeah, no, you got to get the arms out.
No,
wall sit don't count unless you get the arm out.
Says who?
Says every coach ever.
That's crazy. That poor child.
I wonder where she's at today.
It's Marion Jones. She ain't heard. It's Marion Jones.
This is probably 10, 12 years ago. She probably a superstar athlete somewhere.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably getting NIL. That is crazy. Yeah. So this all started with Devin Carter?
I don't think it started. No, it didn't start with Devin Carter. It just kind of morphed into something.
I don't even really know how it started.
What have y'all been talking about all day?
Well, we did talk about Devin Carter.
I tuned in twice. One time, Kenny was cussing someone out. So I was just like,
me and Kyle went to go eat Greek food. We come back, and it's like, my mistake. I should have known. You don't ever leave Kenny by himself.
You never leave Kenny by himself.
I don't even know who he was yelling at still.
He didn't come back.
Well...
He didn't come back. I told him.
I was like,
"Be cool, or you can leave." Like
you were doing that thing where you were talking in really broken sentences, and I was like, "Oh no, I think I've seen this before." And then, sure enough,
I was trying not to curse.
He hit him with, "You failed. You failed so bad." And I saw that, and I saw Kyle come back in. I was like, "You know what? This isn't my problem. I'm going to go back to raising money. I'm out of here."
Be cool in the chatty house, man. We all being cool. Like, be cool, too.
Oh, I think he's dead. They're saying RIP. They got rid of him. Joe Bob? There was someone in our chat named Joe Bob?
Oh, you should have just blocked him permanently.
Boy, that should have told you everything.
But I ain't going. I'm just... Hey, because he was talking crazy to me, and I was letting it go. But then he started getting on Scooter for no reason. I was like, hey, man, just chill. That's not what we do
Joe
around
Bob
here.
Joe Bob is crazy.
Do you remember when I told that story about Katie fighting the drunk guy at Thunder Valley right after you left the LL Cool J concert?
Yes, yes.
And I told you there was this moment where, oh, my God, I'm about to get into a fight with a drunk guy. That's the equivalent of getting into a spat with someone named Joe Bob in our chat.
No Abby either. No Abby. Just the
I'm
J.
stunned to hear this.
Yeah. I think it was like Joe Bob 1876 or something.
Dr. David said he's in a meeting with Brad Clayton. One of the 10 Brad Clayton accounts that are in the block
That's
folder.
A throwback right there.
No, yeah. Today we talked high school coaching stories. Kyle gifted Casey some hot honey earlier.
Oh, man, spicy.
Oh, let's go.
Stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
let's
putting
go.
Putting it on pizza tonight.
Have you ever had that?
No.
Oh, that is. Oh.
I'm putting it on pizza
that
tonight.
That on pizza is fire.
I'm a little worried because it says spicy. I don't really do spicy, but I'm going to try
it
regardless.
It's not like spicy. It's just
unless that's like a crazy one. No, that hot honey stuff is bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it. I got
it's bad.
It's they got pizza yesterday or the other night, so there's still pizza there. So I'm gonna try it on that.
Good stuff, man. Yeah. Good stuff.
And then once again, well, all right. So we talked Devin Carter because Kyle said last night he saw, for lack of a better term, he saw an NBA player last night. He was ready to hate on Devin when he stepped in. He said he had his notepad ready. But Devin looked like an NBA player last night. Mm-hmm. I wasn't moved one way or the other, but I also did. I've said Devin's an NBA player. I think he's an NBA player.
Okay.
That's the extent of it.
That's sweet. What about last night's game wasn't just another G League game?
That's what I felt. That's what I thought.
Like, fool me, you can't get fooled again. We've seen Devin have decent moments. And so And this is where I guess I'll stall Devin Carter out a little bit. He can't get on the floor. We haven't seen him play for an extended period of time. It's just when we see him, it's like, well, it's not very good. Maybe he can play. I just don't know that we're ever going to find out. It's a lot like the Keon Ellis thing. How come two coaches are willing to just kind of turn their head on him? I don't know. I watched Devin probably. I wasn't watching him preparing to hate. It was just like, oh, he's playing. All right, well, there's literally nothing else to watch in this trash at the Golden One Center, so I'm going to watch Devin Carter. Like, oh, it was fine. But at that point, I felt like I was watching a G League game. The game was over. The game was over after the first quarter.
They had some guy, Tyson Fury, out here draining threes for Denver.
Yeah.
Like, where'd this guy come from? Not even touching the rim. Just all net every time.
He stopped boxing and
Jesus
started shooting threes.
So we talked about Devin Carter a little bit, whatever you see. But then, like, the grand thought process that I had is this is awful.
Mm-hmm.
This is so bad to watch. This is, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, bro, there's nothing here. There is nothing of substance in this organization right now. Nope. And I was saying, like, look, man, I don't mean any disrespect or anything like that. I hope it's not taken that way. But, and everybody, every fan watches and they do what they need to do or whatever. Like, let's try not to put lipstick on a pig anymore with this. Let's just see the young guys. Let the young guys play 30 minutes. Bro, until I see otherwise, Neek and Max are NBA players. They are NBA players. It's fine. They're rotational guys in this league. Like, I don't need to, like, that is not, I want to see the young guys. Let's just play them, duh. Man, I don't care. These are rotational players in the NBA. Letting Neek Clifford and Maxine Reynald play is not the same as letting rookie De'Aaron Fox play. That's something I want to see. I want to see that progression. This could be a franchise guy. This could be an all-star. That is not the same letting Devin, Keon, Maxine, and Neek play. All role players in this league. And that's what we got to deal with for almost another 60 games. Now, on top of that, they're getting their teeth kicked in routinely. Once every 10 days, they get destroyed. This is awful. Not to mention, for everybody that wants it this way, it's cool seeing Russell Westbrook out there. I like DeMar DeRozan. I like Zach LaVine more than others. This has no bearing on anything that's going to happen even next year, let alone the future. And these guys are getting curb stomped every 10 days. This is awful. And please stop once again trying to put lipstick on a pig and tell me, well, I want to watch the young guys. I know who they are in this league. Until further notice.
Well, when does the further notice arrive?
It might not even come this year.
So what I mean is you further notice might not arrive till they play consistently. You're nothing you just said is wrong. This is literally what we warned you about. That crowd was booing. They were chanting, sell the team, all of that stuff last night. Was that because DeMar DeRozan was playing? Because Zach wasn't there. So was it because DeMar was there? Domas didn't play. One guy that you desperately want out of there was playing last night. Y'all love Russ. Now, Russ was great last night. Russ has been great. Y'all are team Russ now. And he's costing you chump change because everybody, I guess, chips in on everybody's salary. But last night, that's it. Neek started. Max started. Keon played. Devin played.
Zach didn't play.
Zach wasn't there. DeMar played. Domas didn't play. Like, it was just one guy that you don't like and one guy that you want out of here. That's what it looked like, and that's how you responded. This is what we've talked about. This is what it looks like. They have 19 losses. 12 of them are by double digits. God knows how many of them are by 20 or more. They're terrible. There is no cohesiveness to this team. There is no synergy to this team. It's a bunch of guys in Sacramento Kings uniforms going out there playing basketball. And that's not even the saddest part. I'm going to tell you what the saddest part is when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Okay, let's start with TC here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. TC, what's good, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm all right. Just vibing. So, look, hey, I got two things. My bad, Jesse. I know I have said one about Devin, but, hey, give me a – I got two, though.
See, you didn't tell me two. You said one.
I know. Hey, you know that. You know me. I be wild sometimes, big dog. Hey, so, hey, look, check it out. So, I brought it up with Kyle and Hammer earlier, right? And they kind of, like, talked about it, and Ham was like, no, a little bit. But what y'all think about – calling OKC again, right? Scott, back on the phone. He did it already with Scott Presti. As far as trading a future, maybe one of our 27s or 29, right, to get one of their first-round picks because they got three this year. So we have two first-round picks and we have two seconds. I know ain't no players got to be involved, but just a simple like, hey, Scott, I mean, hey, Presti, I got some future for you for one of them. You got enough anyway and you ain't going to draft all of them. I don't know, and then we can also trade the players away because you can do
kill two birds in one stone. Also,
so before you hit, go ahead, TC. I'm sorry. Go ahead, TC. Go ahead.
No, my bad, D-Lo. Go ahead. What you going to ask?
No, I stopped listening.
Okay,
TC, also, you got to give me something. Like give me something. Give me a take on a player. These trades. I don't know who Scott Presti is, but I don't want to talk to him. When you formulate these trades, Terrence, what is the end outcome? Do you think it makes the team better? Are we building for the long term? Like, when you formulate these, is making the team better right now?
No, making the team better and for the future.
Okay.
I'm thinking about, so listen, bro, listen. We have two, if you listen to me, D'Lo, we have two 27 picks right next year. So if we give one of them up for another pick in this draft to go along with ours, now we have two 26 draft picks in a loaded draft, also two second-round picks, right, to stack players and move forward for now and the future. And also, Presti ain't losing nothing anyway because they're stacked. But also, it'll give him another war piece. He'll have three instead of the two that he has next year. You get me? Also, Devin Carter, listen, I'm starting to think, Dave, if anything, I know his hairline is all messed up, but if anything, bro can rebound. Listen, he can rebound and play defense. That's what we harp on out here as Kings fans all the time. We want somebody to defend, and we want somebody to rebound. We can't trade bro away. We might as well keep him. What I seen last night was a blowout, but I'm talking about what I seen from Devin before last night. What I noticed by dude is he's a great rebounder. And
I know, bro. Why is messed up? I know, bro. Why is messed up? It's crazy, man.
We might have to bench TC for a few days.
Nah, don't do that. He might still be talking. Boy, you talk about going. Let's bring Lewis in here.
Oh, let's go.
No, this is not.
Oh, that's not Lewis?
This is Jamil.
That's E-Me. I was looking. At the
board. You can't trust the caller.
That's my bad. Jamil, what's good, baby?
Hey, you guys got me weak right now.
That's my bad.
Why y'all
fade
TC like that, bro?
That's our guy, man.
Hey, we all keep bragging about homeboy with the hairline. What if we don't know something? Like, if he cut his hair, then he just loses all his power. We don't know why that guy.
What power does that man have?
I wasn't
going to
say that, but
that
you got him started. You got him started.
Jamil.
I wasn't going to say that.
Jamil!
Right now, he's a borderline NBA player. He cuts off his hair. He just stays in the G League forever.
What? Derek White got better.
Say it again.
Derek White got better.
What if
Celtics
he gains,
got a title out of that?
What if he gains power?
Yeah, Celtics got a title out of that haircut.
Okay. Now you think that glass is half full. I get it. Hey, but check this out. This is what I really call for, man. Yeah. This is a disaster. And I've seen this happening before the season even started.
Okay.
Why don't we get Vivek to sell the beam, because we ain't using that no more.
No.
And get a really good player. You know what I mean? That's where we are right now. Jamil. That's how bad it is, man. Love you guys, man. I love you too, Jamil.
But that doesn't absolve you for every time somebody talks about getting rid of the beam. Tell them, Jesse, what they need to do.
Fair enough. Yeah, Jamil, go take a lap.
Mm-hmm. Keep running until we tell you to stop.
Honestly, just run to the end of the show. We got like an hour and 10 minutes.
Here's the thing with the beam. Just don't ever expect to see it.
As long as you show up.
Hey, and shout out. I don't know how many people were at the Golden 1 Center last night, but shout out to whoever was there, because the fact that y'all continue to show up for this trash is spectacular.
Yeah, it was a late-arriving crowd. Nice little walk-up crowd, it felt like.
Yeah, they probably got tickets for $7.
People got there leisurely.
Don't need to show up on time for this team right now.
Hey, I got an idea. Instead of buying Kings tickets, become a partner in Hope and pledge $19 a month to help kids at St. Jude facing cancer. They'll never let you down. They're always first-round draft picks. Text the word FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 558-55. Send me proof that you have become a partner in Hope. And we'll send you a D'Lo and KC t-shirt.
That's right, man.
That's on us. That's I can't say that on the other station because I don't think anyone on 102.5 cares.
Anybody want a hoodie?
Okay, okay. I said t-shirt. Oh, settle down. Like yeah, you hey. You putting in on this? Like, hey, settle down. Yeah, text the word fight to 55855. Oh my God.
No, that was awful last night. Mm. That was absolutely awful. It was
I can't believe people are still showing up to that arena.
I understand that. I like to go to the games. You know what I mean? So I like to go to the games, but I understand what you're saying.
I do not like watching bad basketball. That was bad basketball last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't not watch it. What are we going to do? Oh, man, I didn't want to watch that. I was watching the Bucks blow that game against the Falcons last night. No, man, I have to sit there and watch that.
Yeah.
I watched the Bucks blow that game versus the Falcons last night.
I didn't even get back to my seat in time to see, like, it was never really a game. But
no, it wasn't.
During halftime was when that whole Bucks thing was going on, so I stopped where I was at, and I said, let me watch this.
Where were you?
I was in front of the TV, front of a TV.
What TV?
Was this TV in your house?
No, it wasn't at his house. He was at the game.
Oh, wow. You were
at the game, so what TV? Because you understand my confusion. We parted ways, dapped up. All right, bro, have a good time. You said, yeah, no, I'm going to the game. Now, I haven't said what else you told me yet, but I'm just curious. TV did you watch it on?
It was in the lounge.
Which lounge?
Well, I'm not definitely not going to say what
lounge. Oh, you won't say what lounge?
No, I'm not.
Okay, let's try this. No. Let's try this. You took Cheryl yesterday. Don't you dare lie to me. Don't you dare. You can't lie to me. Don't lie to our people.
Don't lie to the kids, Kenny.
I'm not saying.
How many people were sitting in front of you yesterday?
What I define sitting in front of me.
Don't play stupid with me.
There were people sitting in front of me. I'm just trying to say, like,
how many people were directly in front of you? I'm going to give you 5 seconds to answer. I'm going to answer for you. The answer is one.
No, there was two people. Like, because. All right, one.
Okay.
One.
Shout out to Knight Auto Group. They're a presenting sponsor of our radiothon with St. Jude. And I don't know, my man Marino comes through. Marino talked to me. Marino came in and we talked about the Knight Auto Group, how they have ingrained themselves in the community for the last 3 years, just celebrated 3 years in Elk Grove and Audi dealerships and all of the dealerships they got. And I don't know, I guess he made a stop at Kenny's desk before he left.
Shout out to my guy Moreno. Big ups to him, man. We've known him for a minute. That's my man's in him. And I went to the game. This has nothing to do with the story.
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to teach you how to be a better storyteller. You said you stopped at a TV. You can just walk around the Golden 1 Center and there's TVs showing football games that are on Amazon Prime.
Well, once again, I was in a lounge. Will not say what lounge.
It's the rich lounge, Jesse. The filthy rich, get your broke ass out of here lounge.
I was in the lounge.
It's so protected, most people don't know it's there.
That's cap.
Kenny knows it's there.
No, that's cap.
The Knight Auto Group knows it's there.
Damn near everybody knows it's there.
And Vivek's people knows it's there. And Jill Adge probably knows it's there, but she knows the right people.
That's pretty exclusive.
That's
it.
Exclusive lounge. That's it.
If I took the Odyssey tickets.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, if I took those.
Yep.
The new ones?
Yeah, no, it's a thing. I guess I got to give two back. No.
Wait.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's not kidding, I don't think.
What?
I can tell by the tone of his voice. He's serious.
The hell?
There was some miscommunication somewhere.
Well, there was new rules after we got him. But anyways, if I went to the Odyssey Lounge, would I be able to see your lounge when I was walking?
No. You would not.
No.
The answer is no.
I mean, well, technically, yes. Technically, we'd be in the same lounge.
That's not true.
It is true.
It's not.
It is true. Because
they got a curtain at your lounge?
Well, it's not my lounge, but where I was sitting, you have access to almost every lounge, so we could be in the same lounge.
Any lounge those two who used to be here can get into is not one that Kenny and his friends will be associated with.
Wait a minute. Is that why?
No.
Oh, I'm about to say, that's crazy.
Oh, hell no.
We're going to court.
Oh, hell no.
Custody over Kings tickets. I got them on Monday through Thursday. You get them for the weekend.
But I stopped and watched the final drive of the Falcons-Bucks
brutal
game.
Just brutal.
And to your original point, yeah, people probably, I'd rather watch that. I don't think they play on the same day next week. No, they play because they play on, I'm trying to think of.
The 49ers?
Yeah, Niners play Monday Night Football.
Yeah, no, no, no. You're talking about the week after?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Kings play the Rockets.
If they did.
On Sunday.
7 o'clock Kings game or.
Yeah, it's in Sacramento. Yeah.
Sacramento game.
Yeah.
Or Niners game. I could understand people like, well, I'm not going to the Niners game. I'm going to go watch the 49ers.
Shout out. Hey, guess who's got that December 23rd game? Guess who's got that holiday game that you can take your family to and leave disappointed? Guess who's got it? The Detroit Pistons are in town.
You ain't seeing the beam.
You know, it's D'Lo and KC here on KIFM West Sacramento, KRX QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320. Always live on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Oklahoma City yesterday. I feel like that was the end of the story. You would rather watch football than anybody that. You would rather watch good basketball than that. I'd rather watch the Detroit Pistons than the Sacramento Kings. And I was thinking this morning, you know, we had that conversation brief because I've made our week a bit disjointed, but we had that conversation about Oklahoma City. And, you know, we didn't get as far into that conversation as I would have liked, but it doesn't feel like them matching the Warriors' start is a big deal. It seems like a foregone conclusion. They're going to win at least 70 games this season, at least in terms of the way that they're discussed. And maybe they're boring. I don't know if you said this on the radio yesterday, but I know you put it in our notes. Maybe they're not villains. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's no reason to react to Oklahoma City. The story that should be bigger is the Detroit Pistons. Mm. The Detroit Pistons turnaround last year was terrific. Mm-hmm. And we went into this offseason, and I said, it was great. Let's hang on before we start penciling Detroit in the 4 or 5 spot in this ascension continuing. Let's see what this winds up looking like in JB's second year in this group having, you know, a small taste of success. Well, excuse me, they aren't the 4 or the 5 seed. They're the 1 seed.
Yeah.
They have had an incredible start to the season, and I feel a little bit bad. 19-5 at this point with my journalistic integrity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.